Pet lovers are dedicated to their animals, all species from horses to turtles, and of course, cats and dogs. If you are a pet lover, learn these little known, somewhat amazing facts about your pet. It's time for Pet Tips at the Tail End with Fagan Sanchez. Many gardeners are also dog lovers and owners, but sometimes gardens and pets don't mix. You may have a dog that runs and wears a path along your fence line. You may have a digger or a chewer. If you have a fence runner, try landscaping with a walkway of stone or paving blocks along the fence and the path that he runs. Place your gardens in front of and around this pathway. If you have a digger, try placing chicken wire in your garden beds covered with a thick layer of mulch. Chicken wire is uncomfortable to the dog's paws and it should stop his digging very quickly. You can also try to train him to dig in one specific area. Fill a designated area with sand or soft soil and bury a few toys or chews there. Then make it a game to dig in this spot. Remember to provide shade from the summer sun. A cool patch of grass under a shade tree is great, but if the grass wears away, try building a small platform to place a bed upon. This will be comfortable and cleaner. If you have a chewer, use only plants that are non-toxic. Visit aspca.org/petcare to find a current list of poisonous plants to avoid. With a little thought and planning, you can have a yard that both you and your dog will enjoy. This whisker of information has been made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in partnership with SPOT, Saving Pets One at a Time, and KSVR Studios. Theme music by Stuart O'Glasser and produced by Isla Bystrom-Williams.